When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, welcome to episode 110. And today we are going to be talking about how you can merge your passion with your network marketing company. Because this is something that I have seen a lot of people ask me about or that they really struggle with. Because I talk a lot about how you can use your unique gifts, talents, and strengths to build your network marketing business. And sometimes, like, the things that you are passionate about doesn't really relate to your network marketing business. And I've seen a lot of people try to force the two to go together, and they actually don't have to. And so I brought a guest on today. Her name is Brandy, and she is going to be talking about how she has done this. She has her network marketing company, but then she's been able to create a whole nother side business where she can use her unique gifts, talents, and strengths and what she's passionate about and create something else. It takes creating systems, automation, all of those things to build a really solid network marketing business to be able to focus on your passions. But when we are able to do this, then it makes it so you can really start living the dreams that you really had. And she talks about how it's taken her 3 years to be able to do this. So it's not that you have to do everything right now, but you need to just start taking the steps in the right direction. So let's dive in to our interview with Brandy Volth. Hey, authentic influencers. I'm so excited to bring to you Brandy Volth. She is someone that I have followed for a while, and I just love everything that she stands for and everything that she does. And she's been in our social tenacity world for a little while. And so I'm just excited to have her on and have her talk a little bit about what she's doing, because she's up to some pretty amazing stuff. So welcome, Brandy.
Hey, Brooke, how are you?
Doing well. It's been a while since we connected, so this is really fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I always love the opportunity of hopping on and chatting with like virtual friends, and It's been really interesting in this super weird year and season that we're in, that, you know, like, my world doesn't look a whole lot different than it did before. I'm still hanging out, you know, in front of a computer talking to friends from all over the world. So I'm happy to be here.
Yep. Same here. So, well, I would love to just kind of chat about what, because you have this awesome project that you're working on. And kind of what led you up to this? Because I love, like, you are the perfect example of taking something you're passionate about, taking your network marketing company and blending the two. So I would love to just kind of hear your journey of what that was all about.
So I, for starters, I'm going to check my Wi-Fi because I am on a campground Wi-Fi. So if I freeze, just, like, shoot me a message and I'll, like, switch it over. I'm on vacation in my motorhome right now. And P.S. my motorhome that network marketing pays for. I will throw that out there. And so I'm in my motorhome. We're at an RV park. So if I cut out at all, it's just because I'm on campground Wi-Fi. So, you know, yay me. To kind of, like, put it all wrapped up in a little bow as most quickly, efficiently as possible. I was a stay-at-home mom for about 10 years. And while I loved that and I loved my babies and I loved that time, like, I'm so grateful to have that time with them, I also was a person that knew that there was, like, just a different call on my life, and that it wasn't just that of mom and wife. And for some people that is their, like, soul, heart, mission, calling. It just wasn't mine. And so I kind of always knew that I wanted something for myself. And so I started using some skincare products that I really loved, and that led me into building a global team. And we're across, like, 17 states in the U.S., every territory of Australia, hopefully Japan soon. And so I in this midst, it was like, okay, I love sales. I've always loved sales. And anyone that tells you like that sales make them uncomfortable, just call me and we'll hop on the phone because I love sales. Like we are, you know, we're in a consumer society and I sell something. But more than just the love of the sales, I really loved coaching and training women and helping them realize their strengths and helping them step out of their comfort zones. And so that segued into simultaneously, I was really, my attention was drawn to human trafficking. And this wasn't anything that I like went searching. It wasn't something that I like had this long life mission for. It literally like caught me off guard with a billboard one day. And I couldn't like walk away from it. It just kept like pulling at my heart over and over and over. And I knew that this was like the bigger thing that I was being called to. Like, it was like, okay, I'm great at business. I'm great at sales. You know, I'm great at training and coaching women, but there's also this thing over here that I'm supposed to be doing. And I have no idea what that looks like. So I really just began researching. And for anyone, today is like World Human Trafficking Awareness Day or something. I'm pretty certain I have the title wrong. Something about human trafficking is today. There's a lot of like attention being drawn to human trafficking right now, which is great because we're having a lot of conversations that we didn't have before. But there's also a lot of misinformation out there. So I highly recommend that if this is something you were kind of interested in or concerned about, do really diligent research and not like YouTube videos or social media research, but like go find the organizations that are boots on the ground that are working in this area. That's what I did. So I was like, I'm an avid learner. And so it's like, give me all the things to read, give me all the things to watch, give me all the meetings to attend. And still didn't really know how this was going to blend with like business. So in a network marketing business, as you know, and a lot of your listeners know, it takes a lot to lead a team, right? When you build a team out, you have to continue like training and coaching and working with them. And so I was being really pulled in. I'm doing all of this like advocacy training and classes and volunteer work, and I got to kind of marry this, right? So it took me a little bit just to kind of find a happy medium balance of how I delegated time to each thing. In the midst, I began volunteering and mentoring and training, mentoring at traffic survivors, teaching a business class to them, and working one-on-one settings where we teach job skills and resume building and interview skills. And so while this was going on, I had one girl that sat there one day, and I always ask, like, what are the biggest obstacles you have to overcome? Most of the time it's a criminal record, and people with criminal records, right, wrong, or indifferent, have about a 27% higher unemployment rate. And so that's the equivalent in a normal economy. That's the equivalent of someone trying to find a job during the Great Depression. So you can imagine that on top of what we're walking through in 2020, it's a situation. So I had this girl that said her greatest obstacle when I asked her, you know, what's your greatest obstacle? She said, well, you're a business owner. I'm in a program. Would you hire me? And of course, you know, my answer is like, yes, I would totally hire you because, you know, you're ambitious and you're eager and you're going to work hard. But the reality of that is that most employers, no, like the answer is no. As soon as they see a background check, they don't even care about rehabilitation. They don't care about second chances. And so, I knew that it didn't necessarily, I knew that my network marketing business would not lend itself well to this because these girls have a lot of times been in hiding for a few years. They've been off the radar. They don't have a big network. There's just a lot, right? There's a lot of layers there. But I had wanted to start a hat company for a long time. And so I was like, came home, told my husband, I'm like, so we're starting a hat business and we're going to employ the girls that I mentor. And he's like, I'm what? I thought we had like a no new businesses rule because we have like six between the two of us. So that kind of brings us long version to today where I have the skincare business that is great and amazing and residual income. And it's built out really solid and stable. I have a podcast. I mentor the traffic survivors. And then we've just launched the Power Hat Company, where we make hats. And the first piece is that we provide transitional employment. So whether someone is with us for a month or a year, we have drop-in jobs that they can do, stamping the leather. And then the long-term goal is to provide a community of mentors around the girls that teach business skills and entrepreneurial training, because a lot of them are very entrepreneurial minded. So, you know, I want to help them like launch their businesses and go forth in the world. So that's kind of all of it in a little bit of a nutshell.
That is amazing. Like, I love how you have just taken one thing and kind of using your unique gifts, talents, and strengths, and to be able to create something that's even bigger than yourself. And you can help so many more people by doing that. So,
yeah. And I think that that's something that people kind of oftentimes miss. Like, oh, they want to do something and they kind of think like, I want it to be like so big that they freeze on not knowing how to like take action. And so literally every single thing that I did, this has been a 3-year journey, you know, it didn't happen overnight, but every single thing that I did was just taking a step and taking another step. And so it was like, when I went to my first meeting with the house that I volunteer at, I went up straight up to the director. Like, it was one of those things I had been kind of like trying on different organizations and going to different meetings. And this was the one that I'm a believer. Don't know if your listeners are, but this was the one that I knew God had 100% brought me to. And so I went straight to the director afterwards and I was like, I need to be involved. This is where I'm supposed to be serving. And I'm really great at coaching, training, and speaking. And so that I just gave like, these are my gifts. Plug me in however you want to plug me in. So if you're great at cooking, like go whatever you're being called for, like you can show up and be like, hey, I make a bomb apple pie. Like, plug me in.
That's awesome. Well, and I think a lot of the times when I talk with like clients or other people in network marketing, that they have like this awesome thing, this passion for something, and they don't see how it fits in with their network marketing business. But you are taking the skills and the things that you learn from building a network marketing business and you applied it to the thing that you're really passionate about. So you can build the systems, the, like you said, like your network marketing business is like solid, and it's because you have the systems, the automation, those things like built in your business. So that way you can then work on your passion projects. So that's the thing I don't think a lot of people
expect,
you know?
Well, and I think that sometimes people think that like the passion has to make them money. And I think that sometimes that convolutes things, right? So because that's where we lose track of like why we're doing what we're doing sometimes. So I tell people like, you can like walk in the purpose that you're created for driving a bus, right? Like you can do it being a greeter at Walmart. Like you can do it doing whatever it is that you do, and you can build something that makes you money and supports, like, that's what I tell everybody. I'm like, look, my skincare business supports all of these things. Like if I went to my husband and was like, yo, I want to start a hat company and it's going to cost a major amount of like startup, you know, investment, he probably wouldn't have been as keen if I didn't have a business built out that was creating residual income that lends itself to go do these things.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love that so much. So you have a book. Let's talk about your book.
Oh, I do. And look, I never, ever have my book in front of me ever. I don't have my book. Just one second. So it is The Power Project, A Journey of Purpose. And there it is right there.
Oh, so
and cool. It's really it's the last 3 years, like the really long version of the last 3 years of, because people tend to look at your end and they don't know like what your beginning looked like or what your middle looked like. And they're just like, oh my gosh, you're doing all the things. Like, how did you do this? Or how did you get involved with this? And so I really wanted to just lay the journey out where it looked like saying yes, you know, every day and taking a foot forward. And it wasn't easy and there were obstacles to overcome. So it's my personal journey of all of it, right? But I also provide tangible steps for the reader to take their own purpose journey. So each chapter has like 3 to 5 things that you can do, whether it's like avoiding the comparison trap, or it is like staying married when you don't really want to, or being in business with partnerships that don't work out. And so, yeah, that's all of it in a nutshell.
That's awesome. Well, we'll make sure that we link to it so our listeners can go and get a copy of it, because it's amazing. I love everything that you are doing and putting this all together. And just the fact that, like, that's the key, is like every single day, just taking a step forward and taking action. And even if you don't know if it's the right direction, like, I'm sure that you took action on something that you're like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And it turned out that was not the thing you were supposed to do. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that just because we like go maybe the wrong direction, the way that we like course correct that, and the way that we just turn around and analyze, like, is this for me or is this not? Like, you don't continue going in the wrong direction. Right. Like, but you, I always say, like, you've got like 3 forks, like 3 directions to go. Right. So if I choose right and I'm like, oh, right, didn't really work out, I'm not just going to continue going right, because I'm going to end up in the opposite direction of where I need to be. I'm going to turn around and I'm be like, this time I'm going to go straight. Straight might not be the right direction either, but the willingness to try like one of those three things, like one of those three things is the right direction, but we can always turn around and go the other way. So, yeah, it definitely did not come without pitfalls. And, but I think that you have to just be willing to try and take one of the directions.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and like, even in my journey too, there's been times where like I'll go somewhere and then like, that was definitely not the way that I needed to go. But the lessons I learned from going the wrong direction helped me when I was going the right direction to be able to move faster along that path. So it's not like you like are losing ground. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And even like the girls that I mentor, you know, they've made bad decisions in their life. And we talk really intently about the fact that I will not ever say the phrase, like, everything happens for a reason, because there's some really terrible things that have happened to people. And that minimizes that, the pain. Right. But I will say that every single piece of it is part of your journey. Like, every single piece is a stepping stone. We've learned something. We have grown stronger because of something. We have learned like behaviors that we can avoid. So every single piece of it, like the good, the bad, the ugly, the struggles, the trials, that is the journey that that was laid out for you to walk. And so what you take from that and what you learn from that and what you grow from that is like up to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your vacation to be able to come and hop on this podcast. It's been so fun to just catch up, and we'll make sure we do the link to your book in the show notes, but anywhere else that they can find you, where's the best place to get connected with you?
Oh, so I'm on Instagram. It's just Brandy Voth, V-O-T-H. I'm doing my best to hang out with the young kids over there. Like, I'm so much more of a Facebook person. I feel like I'm able to have more conversations. I love Facebook groups. So I've got a group you can join. It's the Power Squad. My page on Facebook is The Power Project. You can just pull that up, or you can hang out with me on Instagram. The podcast, everything is pretty much The Power Project if you pull that up on any platform. The podcast is anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And then other than that, all things that I'm doing and have going on can be found at the-powerproject.com.
Awesome. We'll make sure we'll link to all of that so people can get connected with you. So thank you so much for being on here, and have a fun rest of your vacation.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me. This was super fun. I loved it.
All right, guys. I loved that interview with Brandy. She is just so full of life, and I love everything that she is doing, especially since she has a passion for human trafficking as well as I do. So if you want to get a copy of her book, make sure you go into the show notes, grab her book, because it's going to walk you through her journey of what she did. And it's going to be really good for you too. If you have like this passion project, you have something that's on your heart that you really want to do, this will help you to start showing you how you can follow in the same footsteps as Brandy did. And if you want to learn more information about human trafficking, the organization that we give back to is called Operation Underground Railroad, or OUR. I think their website is our.org, but that's a place where you can go and you can donate to help them be able to get people, and mostly children, out of sex trafficking. So super, super important. It's something that more people are learning more and more about, but it's a problem that's been going on for a really long time. And it's up to us to be able to protect the children from all of these horrible things that happen to them. So go check them out. Get Brandy's book. So good to hear from all of you today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And if this was an episode that you loved, make sure that you subscribe if you haven't already, and leave us a review. Let us know what you think. And if you want to hear more amazing stories like this, definitely let us know in the reviews so that we can bring some more awesome interviews just like this one in the future. See you guys later. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.